Thank you so much for stopping by today and taking a listen to the blog titled, Here Comes the Rain. Here we go. I was in St. Thomas in the Caribbean. When I saw the top of the mountain, I knew I wouldn't be taking the tram there. I was going to walk up. So I approached the local information booth. I said, Is there a road at the base of the mountain that leads to the top? The woman answered, Sure, if you follow that group right there, they're headed to the tram. I said, No, I don't want to ride the tram. I want to hike to the top. Is there a road that'll get me there? She said, Oh, no, you definitely don't want to do that. I asked, Why not? She said, The incline is way too steep. It's impractical to walk up there when you can take the tram. The tram will take you just 10 minutes. I wouldn't recommend anyone walking, so just follow that group right there and you'll get to the tram ride. I responded, but I'd like the adventure of climbing to the top. Can you please point me in the direction of the road that might get me there? Seemingly irritated, she tossed me to her information booth partner and said, Hey, can you just tell this man where the road to Paradise Point is? He thinks he's going to walk up it. I eventually found the road. I've now walked to the top of Paradise Point 4 times. I love the hike, and admittedly, it's a steep 700-foot climb, but it's really not a big deal. It takes me less than 30 minutes. What makes it special for me is, with every step I take, I have a chance to connect with deep breathing and deeper self-inspiration. I got this. On my very first time up, however, there was more than an information booth lady questioning my sanity. When I arrived at the top carrying my backpack, a tram rider saw me sweating and breathing hard. He said, Wow, you didn't hike up here, did you? I said to him, Yeah, I did. He responded, What, you wanted to save money? I said, No, I wanted to save my heart. I call them rain clouds, and there will always be people doubling part-time as one. Hey, don't do that. That's a stupid idea. You're going to fail. If we make it our priority in life to pay attention to human rain clouds, we'll be splashing through disappointing life puddles most of our lives. When the doubters start doubting, hey, pull out your umbrella. Be you, do you, live you, despite the rain clouds. Thank you so much for listening this week. I appreciate you. Go out and create a great week, and may you inspire someone else to do the same.